Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out.
I don't know if we've met your dog yet, Steve.
Sounds like she's a stretch four. Got some size to her in that bark.
More of a backup point guard.
On 95.7 The Game.
So check this out. Dan Wojcicki.
Okay.
Dan Wojcicki.
Yep.
This is a longtime NBA reporter. And he's reporting that Luka Doncic has been incredibly committed to his conditioning since the Lakers were eliminated from the playoffs. Luka's dropping significant weight.
Okay, I saw this.
Luka's had about enough of everybody making fun of his cigarettes and alcohol. It's a great old Oasis song, by the way, too.
Cigarettes and alcohol.
Cigarettes and alcohol. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, there's a piece of me that almost feels badly for Luka here because I'm sure that, I don't know, maybe he wanted to do this anyway. It feels like he got publicly body shamed into doing this, is how it kind of feels. Would Luka be doing this if this didn't become a huge story? If he didn't get traded from the Mavericks, is Luka committed this offseason?
Don't know. You would hope the answer is yes, but you can never tell. I do know that immediately after the trade, the first reports coming out of Dallas were out of shape, not dedicated, like you said, cigarettes and alcohol and fried food, and just watching him, yeah, you could probably tighten things up a little bit.
Yeah, we could all drop a few.
Sure.
All of us, right? All right, hang on. More on that in a second. We are interrupted by this live breaking Giants news. We go over to Mark Grandy in the other room.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
This comes courtesy of our Giants insider, Alex Pavlovich. He writes on Twitter that the Giants have announced Bryce Eldridge has a right hamstring strain and will miss 3 to 4 weeks.
Yep.
He pulled up while running the bases over the weekend in AAA.
I actually, I did not know the 3 to 4 weeks part. I knew that he left a game this weekend with a hammy.
The hammy.
But we had not had the, like, okay, go see a doctor, what's the answer thing. Bryce Eldridge had 6 hits in his last 11 at-bats. He was starting to percolate a little bit, Dibs.
Yeah, but all that percolation now will quiet back down 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks.
I mean, that puts you post-All-Star break, and it feels to me less and less likely now that he will even come up at all this year.
You know? I mean, the Devers thing kind of put the brakes on that anyway, didn't it?
A little bit, but if he's tearing it up, then you at least bring him up in September and maybe you still do that in the minor. When the AAA year ends, you might as well pop him up here for some pinch hit at-bats, maybe.
Yeah, come on, get some major league shower shoes and, you know, get on the planes and learn how the whole damn thing works.
Yep, no harm
still
in that.
Do that. Yep. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
A bit anyway, of bad news here, three to four weeks.
Yeah, it's a bummer, 3 to 4 weeks, but he was 6 for his last 11 with 3 doubles.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got the OPS back up over 700, Dibs.
Now, have they come home yet, or are they still?
Because
I know that it was an 18-game road trip because the Tacoma series got flipped.
Right.
It was supposed to be back in Sac, so I don't even know if he has ever played this year in Sacramento.
Game yet in Sac?
Their first home game after that long road trip is tonight.
Okay.
Oh, he didn't make it.
No. Nope. Yeah.
Shame. Damn. All those people that bought those tickets because.
Yep.
Oh, God. That sucks.
Yeah, the Dodgers affiliate is in town, too.
Man.
That really sucks. That sucks because I bet a bunch of people were like, honey, you want to go see Bryce Aldridge when he comes back? And now Bryce Aldridge is going to watch the game with you. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you get a free A's ticket or something like that.
Something.
If you bought a Rivercat ticket. The Rivercats Farm Club, the A's. Also plays in that building when the Rivercats aren't there.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder which ticket is more expensive. Or even more expensive.
We didn't get a chance to talk about it. Was there anything in the world more nauseating than what the A's did yesterday?
With the groundbreaking?
Oh, my God. It's just like you all. It's the, you know when you come out of your houses that all you're going to do is annoy people. That's it. You know it. If you're John Fisher, you're like, yep, it's Monday and everyone hates me again. Let's go get on TV and have confetti fly around in my face with the word Vegas next to the A's and see if everybody can hate me even more. And then they do it.
Yeah.
It's just like, why are you selling? Nobody wants to come to your party. Nobody.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
I mean,
just do it.
You're not going to hide from it. This is your thing.
Yeah.
You're going to do the groundbreaking.
Just do it.
Yeah, they did. I'm looking at the picture right here. There's eight of them in suits and helmets and shovels.
You don't need to tell anybody that you're going to be there.
And do you really just need a helmet when you're indoor to do a groundbreaking? Like, I'm safety first. I get it. But
there's no cranes here yet.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you. The helmet is for effect. It is. Gosh, they should have had the A's in their game yesterday actually wear those kind of helmets too, as opposed to normal batting helmets.
Right.
That would have been a fun way to commemorate the whole thing. That I would have actually watched. That's funny.
Yeah. Or maybe you give out a shovel to the first 1,000 fans in Sacramento.
Or maybe the A's just swing shovels for the day.
Not
bad. It's not like anybody cares if they win. I mean, he doesn't.
Right.
So... anyway, what, Lucas? What?
There are A's fans out there.
I understand that. I'm talking about the people who run them. It's not like anybody who works for them cares if they win. Is that an inaccurate statement?
That's probably inaccurate. I mean, people who work for the team, of course they want them to win.
The people who run the A's. Do you think that last night or tonight or whatever, I don't even know where they're playing tonight, you think they're like, man, we need a dub tonight.
You tell me John Fisher's not grinding over every at-bat?
John Fisher doesn't even know the names of the starting lineup. I guarantee it.
They're in Detroit tonight, by the way.
Okay.
Facing the screwballer.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough assignment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good night for John Fisher. A's are an underdog. Anyway.
Yep.
We can move right along. So back to Luca. Here's what this got me thinking. So Luka's making some changes. Luka's losing weight. In fact, the exact quote is that he is shifting his normal off-season plan. He spent a month away from on-court work to focus more on his body, which actually loops into the conversation we had yesterday. Good. Stop playing basketball. It'll keep you healthy. Doncic has, quote, looked visibly slimmer in photos and is now back working out with Slovenia, readying himself for the Euro basket competition later this summer, which will, of course, now head right back to the other part of the conversation, which is you're playing too much basketball.
Yeah, well.
But whatever.
You got to represent your country.
I guess.
Euro
basket.
It's big. It's a big deal over in Europe.
So I hear.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Luka's making some changes. And it got me wondering. And we'd really love, come on, fire it up. 888-957-9570. Any Bay Area sports personality, it's going to be player, coach, whatever. Hell, if you want to make it a radio host, fire away. What change would you like to see any Bay Area athlete make? Luka is getting slimmer. I bet Laker fans love it. What change would you, and pick anyone you want, What change would you like to see that Bay Area athlete make?
Yeah, there's a lot you could draw from. And, you know, our thread earlier, Lucas actually beat me to it when he talked about Draymond yelling at officials. I'd like to see Draymond Green just not get technicals anymore. And, you know, and I know that's a huge ask. And his techs this year were down.
Yeah.
He's getting fewer techs than he used to. But
I get it. I don't share the opinion for some odd reason. Like, I don't want him getting kicked out of games. But, like, I want Draymond talking to the refs. Somebody's got to. He represents the team.
Yeah, but
he's the voice.
Steve Kerr told us on this very program that it doesn't work. Like, yelling at the refs, it doesn't work. So I don't think that there's any efficacy that you can look to and, you know, see when a player yells at a ref and you get a tech that all of a sudden the calls go your way.
I don't know. It doesn't work in the moment. Like, when you go argue a foul call, they're not going to switch the foul call. But does it redirect their focus for future possessions in the rest of the game? I wonder. I mean, there's no way to really kind of measure that.
Right.
But I wonder. First thing that popped in my mind is I would like Brandon Ayuk to delete his accounts.
His social media accounts?
Yes. Yes. I'm not at the point yet where Grandy was, where I think he would like Brandon Ayuk to relocate. He would like Brandon Ayuk to move to a new city. I'm getting there.
Yep.
I would like to start with delete your accounts. Get off of social media. It is not helping you right now.
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones I came up with.
Yeah, it's a good one. And I do think that relocation at this juncture would be far too expensive for the 49ers based on what's remaining on the contract. But one more year of Brandon, and then, yeah, if things don't go well this season, I do think that the out in the contract is not as demonic if you get through one more season. But I'm kind of between you and Grandy. I'd say I'm closer to Grandy as far as, you know, just Brandon Ayuk even being on the team anymore.
How about if Brandon Pajemski would just chill at a Valkyries game?
Just down a notch. Just a notch.
Just bring it down, like, yeah, one or two clicks.
Daminsky.
I mean, that one's kind of just tongue-in-cheek.
Pajemski kid.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Pajemski.
They asked, who came on with Stein and Goo? Tiffany.
Tiffany Hayes.
Tiffany Hayes came on. They asked him. They asked her. Stein goes, hey, do you want Pods to chill out?
And what was the answer?
First of all, she laughed. She gave a good hearty laugh. Like, it was almost like, I hear you.
You guys want to hear it?
But yes.
Yeah,
did Tiffany say?
Here it is.
Hey, have you told Brandon Pajemski to settle down yet?
Nah, man. I mean, he's on our brother's team, and he's coming to show support every night. And I commend him for that. I mean, he's showing big support for us.
Yeah. So I thought the laugh,
big laugh.
The laugh was, yeah, he's kind of out of control. But then the words were like, but I can't say that. He's like supporting us.
Yeah.
He's a warrior.
That's right.
Yeah.
On our brother team, which is great. You know.
Okay. 888-957-9570. What change would you like to see any Bay Area athlete make? We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We're also sponsored by Safeway. A lot of texts coming in that I definitely want to read. But if you want to call us, we'd love to take your call right now. What change would you like to see any Bay Area athlete make? I got a few more to throw out at you, too. 888-957-9570. Fire away. Let's have some fun with this on Willard and Dill.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
Wow, that's a great question.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
We threw this question out, and I'm not kidding you. Three of the first four people who texted us with regard to one change you'd like to see a Bay Area athlete make, three of the first four texts would like Steph Curry to lose some years on his age.
Lose some years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get younger.
Yeah.
Steph Curry be 27 again.
Curry! That'd be cool.
That's the change they'd like to make.
I was thinking about a Steph Curry one, but it's, you know, probably not going to happen. And
what's that?
Just stop being so perfect. Like, not that I want to have him, you know, get caught up in a legal issue, but like everything he does is like awesome.
Is it too perfect for you?
It might be.
I will tell you, sitting at a Warrior game last year and, sitting with lovely Christy, and they showed Steph on the board. It was just like a timeout. He's on the bench. They showed him on the board, and she just kind of smiles and starts shaking her head. And I was like, "What's going on?" And I can't remember exactly how she said it, but she's just like, "Good Lord, he is just so many things. He is so handsome. Yep. He is so talented. He is so the center of everything going on here." And I'm like, do you need me? Do I need to go for a walk for a second?
Pretty much.
You need a beer? What do you need to like snap out of that thing that you're in right now? But anyway, yeah, like I think it goes along the lines of what you're saying right now.
Right. And it's obviously tongue in cheek.
Of
but
course.
When you think about it, yeah, really good looking, best shooter ever, better than scratch golfer. Loves his wife, loves his kids, humanitarian, changing the world.
It's enough already. Well, doesn't it make you sometimes be like, what's going on in there?
Gotta be something.
He's like something. There's got to be something.
Right.
Some vice.
Yeah.
Is in there
maybe,
somewhere.
Yeah. Maybe he only feeds his dog dry dog food. Uh-huh. Something like that, you know?
I pretty much only feed the dog.
Yeah, and I don't even know what that means. I don't have a dog, but it's got to be
I put a little wet on top sometimes.
He doesn't clean his fish tank weekly. He just does it once a month. Those poor fish, you know? It's got to be something.
But maybe not.
Right, and it's, you know, to have him here and have it be that long, I get it. It'd be great if he were 32 or 33 again.
Jason in Burlingame texted in and said he would like Steph Curry to stop doing lazy one-handed floater passes.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's right. I've had enough of this Steph Curry, Mr. Perfect. He turns the ball over too much.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Nope.
No, that is something, though. Like, when you're watching the Warriors, and there are times when he gets into that mode, it's like, you know, trade him! But... it just, you know, watching it can get a little frustrating.
Let's see. 510 said I would like Purdy to have the confidence to audible.
Okay. Well, you know what Kyle would say to that that, you know.
What would Kyle say to that?
Well, you know, the structure's not there and stuff for him to, you know, make those calls. You know, everything has two different options and stuff. And so, you know, it's not that he can't audible. It's just that, you know, and stuff. And the plays are built in a certain way. And so he's going to go ahead and run the play and stuff.
I can't wait for football.
I can't either. No, the system is not built for audibles.
And it's also, I think you could argue that Brock Purdy got a little too loose last year. He threw the ball downfield more than anybody in football. And it didn't end up being great. Stick with the plan. But then again, they didn't have all the people, and like the plan wasn't working the same way.
Exactly.
But anyway. Also, has anyone else had this problem? Because the person that texted in about Purdy, at first it said, I would like Purdue to have more confidence to audible. Does Purdy autocorrect to Purdue if you're texting somebody about Brock Purdy?
Don't know. Depends on what you...
Let me try this. Right?
Like, I think that I've texted you guys so much about Brock Purdy that Brock Purdy's now in my phone as Purdy.
Yeah,
you know?
same.
But if you know, if you're not using Purdy a lot in your texting, maybe it does go to Purdue.
I think that's our response to the 510 texter. You need to be texting more about Brock Purdy.
Right. And then
you're not texting enough.
It'll just pop up as Purdy.
Unless your child goes to Purdue, then it's okay.
Yeah.
But other than that, Purdy should not be autocorrecting to Purdue.
Unless you have a thing for Will Purdue, NBA big man.
That would be a different problem.
That would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's been out of the league for quite some time now.
Will Purdue. Someone in the 707 would like George Kittle to cut his damn hair.
I thought about that, but...
Did you? Does that bother you?
No, but I was just thinking about, like for example, Fred Warner. Like, what do you want Fred to do different?
Oh, God.
Other than, don't break your ankle.
I'd like Fred to get out of my daughter's head for a minute.
Yeah, she's
a fan. That's not Fred's problem. That's my daughter's problem.
And, you know, McCaffrey, like, Trent Williams. Do you want Trent Williams to be a little bit younger, too? Or, you know... And Trent came to camp this year, OTAs, first time in like 10 years, he said, which I thought was pretty cool. But, I mean, thought about Jake Moody. Like, I'd like Jake Moody to actually make field goals.
Okay, stop missing field goals.
But he may not even be the kicker. Like,
he really might not.
Greg Joseph could beat him out. That's going to be a camp battle here coming up.
T from Oakland would like Brock Purdy to get taller.
Yep.
I mean, I was actually, and look, you can go wherever you want on this. I was, in the moment at least, focused on some things that could actually happen, not like Steph Curry.
Right.
Steph Curry, reverse age. Brock Purdy, could you grow? 808 would like Draymond to have his vocal cords removed and remove his cranium from his butt.
Wow.
They didn't say butt.
Right. That's a little harsh to me.
It's harsh.
I mean...
I'm reading someone else's words.
I know, but why would his head be in his posterior and, you know, he's coming off of all defensive team, first team, and four-time champ? I don't necessarily think that his head is located in the southern region.
Draymond is such an interesting character. Have we ever seen this in professional sports before? I don't know that I've ever seen a player have as much negativity surrounding him while also having won multiple championships in a city. And, oh, by the way, never worn another uniform. Like, Draymond is a very, very special case. Four rings, no other uniforms. Homegrown, drafted player, second rounder. An unbelievable story. And I don't think that sports radio reactions speak for the way people feel about Draymond Green. I think he's got plenty of fans in this fan base. But there is also plenty of frustration. You remember that summit we did in the East Bay where it felt like that assembly, small sample, but that assembly of people was more than 50-50 that they wanted Draymond off the team. I don't know that there's a comp to Draymond. The success on the court and the sort of
mixed reviews from the fan base.
Yeah.
To put it lightly. I just was racking my brain of other just teams that went out and had that much success and that many titles. And think about the Spurs for an example, Mark, and like Tim Duncan, David Robinson, Ginobili, Parker, Kawhi. You'd be hard pressed to find a bigger group of aw shucks like,
oh, totally,
just gee whiz kind of good guys, it seems. Like, none of them, you know, even Kawhi is just kind of quiet and goes about his business and just wins titles. And
Tony Parker dated Eva Longoria, and that was like, whoa, this is super racy.
Yeah.
It was just dating.
Tim Duncan got a lot of money taken by his first wife. He was kind of victimized by an embezzlement scheme. But again, that's not like, I don't know, punching a teammate or getting suspended from the finals.
No. This one made me laugh. Thank you, 262. They would like Jung Hoo Lee to get a helmet that fits. That helmet does, first of all, it falls off a lot. And second of all, it is after every single pitch that he adjusts it. That hand goes up to the top of the helmet and readjusts it after every single pitch. I wonder, and because Jung Hoo, right, because of the language barrier, we don't hear a lot of interviews with Jung Hoo. Someone should ask him, though. Like, is that comfortable to you? It feels like it would be super annoying. And distracting.
To have a helmet that's just gigantic on your head.
It's just bobbling around like you're a bobblehead, and it's flying off every time you do something. And when you swing, it covers your eyes. it feels like it would be really annoying. But that's what he likes, apparently.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't like that snug fit of a helmet on the cranium.
Yeah, that could be a little, it could give you a migraine sometimes.
Yeah.
Be a little constrictive.
While we're in the Giants space, I would like Bob Melvin to stop calling so many bunts. And, you know, the other night or last game, little safety squeeze against Boston, it worked, but I'd like to have a lineup where you wouldn't have so many bunters. Like, Fitzgerald's not there anymore, but he was the king of the bunt.
Well, he's a good bunter.
And cost, great bunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, most of the teams don't bunt as much as the Giants. They're actually fourth in baseball. I told you I was going to do a little bit of a look.
I knew you'd look it up.
Yeah.
They're fourth in baseball in bunt attempts?
Sacrifice bunts, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't mind, like, in general, I don't mind the bunt, but to me it's situational. I freaked out about one particular bunt earlier this year. If the bunt says to me that the person at the plate is incapable of actually generating the ball out into the field, then that's annoying. That's frustrating. But if the element of surprise, like you even said it worked.
Yep.
If it works, then
bunt it up.
Rock out.
With your bat out. With your bat out.
Yeah. Let's see. 808 would like Camilo Duvall to get addicted to uppers.
Wow. That seems...
He does always look like he just wants to go to sleep. Camilo Duvall looks like every single person that I've ever... Like, when you walk into any college apartment, that's what people look like. That's what basically males from the age of 17 to 22 look like at all times.
Just a little tired, a little droopy. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. And it's like, dude, you're closing a 3-2 game. Come on, man. Are you here? But it's just the way he is.
Yeah, the demeanor.
It probably helps him.
Exactly.
Low heartbeat.
Sure. I mean, I can't imagine being in that spot with that much pressure and a lot of times you have a very small margin for error.
Someone with the 408 did not hear the start of our segment and said, I'd like Brandon Ayuk to quit social media.
Okay.
That was my very, very first thought. Agree. Let's see. Someone wants to go out of the area and have Mahomes switch to baseball like his dad.
Yep.
That way the 49ers would have two more championships. So, whatever. Keep them coming. What change would you like to see a Bay Area athlete make? 888-957-9570 is the number. This might even be from our previous conversation, but let's go to Sam the Man in Lafayette. Hey, Sam, what's going on?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm a first-time caller.
Hi, Sam. Thanks for calling.
First-time caller. I'm listening a few times before. But I got two things. One is that I would say that the two things I would like to see in the pro in the Bay Area change are two things on San Francisco 49ers. First, I would like to see Christian McCaffrey off injured, super player, not do what most
athletes do when they're coming back from an injury. I would like him to not overtrain, not overcompensate, not do too much.
Okay.
And the second part of that part is I would like Kyle Shanahan to take this player who has a history of injuries and not run him into the ground like he did 2 years ago. That's my wish for that. And then the second thing is you had a caller earlier who talked, you were talking about Draymond and you know, I think the Warriors actually thought a lot of what's his name?
Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole.
Because didn't they give him a $120 million contract? I think it's just that it turned out he and Draymond couldn't coexist on the same team. But I think the Warriors thought that this kid, when he came back up from the G League, was pretty good. Anyway, those are my two disparate thoughts. Listening to you guys, really enjoyed listening. Great show. Thanks for taking the call.
Sam, thank you. I don't think the Warriors didn't like Jordan Poole. I also don't think that when someone signs a contract, that's automatically a visual of how much the team loves them. Sometimes it is about asset management. Look at what we're doing right now with Jonathan Kuminga.
Yep.
Everybody's talking about could they sign him? What's the number? Could they sign him to $20 million a year? Could they sign him to $25 million a year? And then the next breath, they're like, do they like him? Do they even want him? And no one's giving a straight answer on that, by the way. The answers to that question are like, well, they do. But, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on in there, too. So you're not going to let assets walk for nothing. So sometimes you sign them to the deal that you feel the market is calling for you to sign, and then you deal with what happens next. And that's what the Warriors did. They signed him, and also the world changed right after they signed him.
Right.
That was part of it. And then they felt like that contract would be better to get out from under. And so that's what they did.
It was 4 years and 140, and they signed it right before the 2022-23 season, which he was only making 3.9 that year. And at the end of that year, things had gotten to a spot where you couldn't have him on the team anymore. You felt like you couldn't have him on the team anymore. So the next year is when the contract kicked in. You never actually had to pay him even $1 of that $140 million.
Right.
Washington took the first two, and now it's going to be New Orleans to take, in theory, the second two.
Yep.
And the Kuminga piece is interesting because you may end up signing him for more than you have to in the interest of then trading him at the deadline. And in other words, if you could maybe get him for $20 million a year, but you sign him for $25 million a year and then you trade him at the deadline, that would help you get $25 million back as long as that contract that you sign him to isn't a deal breaker in someone else's eyes, you know?
I totally hear you. I just wonder, my concern with all of that stuff is how does the world change between now and then? You're trying to figure out what the number is. That's already hard enough. Let's say they come up with the number and they do it. And then the next question goes to, okay, well, are they going to play him a lot? Are they not going to play him a lot? If they do play him a lot, is it going to work? Like, what does his value do between now and then? And the Warriors could have their hands on that in theory. It's like, well, you could play him a lot, pump his numbers up, but are you going to do that at the expense of early season victories if you're still feeling the same way? And you're right, Steve's already on record. This is not someone that I can just go play 35 minutes a night and win. Right now in the NBA, not with this group. It's not how they feel. You can disagree, but that's not how they feel. So anyway, the whole thing just feels very complex, and I'd agree with it completely if there was a way to freeze his value. Sign him to a number and then freeze that value and have that still exist in December or January. But my God, there's a lot of things that can happen between now and then.
Tons, including injury and including him not being in the rotation, and then you know, you sign him to that contract, and then you realize that you're not going to play him enough to even have that value be worth it to another team. Because if you sign him to a 3 or 4 year deal, then the acquiring team is going to have to like the player. You know, the deal today with McCollum, that's an expiring contract. So you can take that on realizing it's just 1 year. Even if we don't love the player, he'll be off the books in a year. If you took on Kuminga's contract and it was 3 or 4 years, then you're going to have to like the player even if the contract isn't that big.
Totally, totally. But yeah, that's the way. I wonder if I don't know. I wonder if that sort of changes the way people look at history, because I still hear people so often, and they're not wrong. They're like, they traded Jordan Poole for Chris Paul. Why would you do that? No, they traded Jordan's contract for Chris's contract, I think is a more accurate representation of what they were doing. And Chris's contract was going to be over in 1 year, and Jordan still had four, and that's what the Warriors were after. It would have been nice if that returning player was like a younger player and a player that fit better and all that, but it was Chris Paul, so it was not like the worst thing in the world in terms of fit.
Unfortunately, he had to give up a couple of picks and two players who are no longer in the league in PBJ and Ryan Rollins. So,
God, are they out of the league?
I think so. I mean, they might. Baldwin Jr. might still be around. I think
Ryan Rollins is in the league. He was on the Bucks.
Oh, okay.
Played in the playoffs this year.
Oh, that's right.
He started in the playoffs.
That's right.
Once Dame went down?
Yeah. I feel like they both still got jobs. I don't know exactly what they're doing. Let's see. Patrick Baldwin Jr. right now is in the Clippers organization on a two-way. He's in the G League in the Clippers organization.
All right. Man, and he's 22 and he's on in his third organization.
Yep.
That's it's not always a good sign,
it's not
Mark.
The greatest sign.
Nope.
It's not the greatest sign. Let's see. 510 says, how about I would like Kate Upton's husband to get a win? That would be different.
Be nice, yeah.
Try again tonight.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
Super Bowl or try again. I'm going to go down there and get this thing done myself.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to go down.
It's City Connect, right?
Yes, it is.
City Connect Tuesday.
Yeah. Maybe that's what Justin needs, a different jersey.
Yeah, it might be it.
We'll give it a shot.
Get out there and, you know, father of two now, he and Kate, congratulations from the Willard and Dibbs experience.
Is that what, that baby?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that was, yeah. I didn't get any info on what happened.
Yeah, I think it was a son. I can't remember the name. It's
is that his first son?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow. Well, he's definitely going to win tonight then.
And his daughter, I believe, is like 7 or 8. So yeah. A little bit of a gap between the kids.
He's going to win one for the family.
Be nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, he might be the last hope of anybody to win 300 games in their career. And he's quickly running out of time. He needs, I think, 32 wins. And he has 0 this year. So you're going to need to start winning some games here.
I don't think he's going to get 32 more wins.
Be hard. I mean,
that's not going to happen. You don't get that many wins anymore. Like,
right.
You don't get that many decisions anymore. Like, a great year is 15 wins. This guy would need 2-plus seasons still. And
he needs 38.
Oh, God, there's no way. He's 43 years old.
Yeah, so? I mean, not that old. I mean, was it...
that's not happening.
Bartolo Colon, didn't he pitch well into his mid-40s?
Well, nobody knows how old he was.
Right.
He might have even been in his 60s, but it didn't matter. That's a set aside. There's no way Justin Verlander's winning 38 more games.
By the way, second child, first son, you're correct, Dibs. Bellamy Brooks Verlander.
Hey!
Bill Bellamy Brooks?
Just Bellamy Brooks.
BBB. Okay. Mm-hmm. Isn't BV isn't that a wine? BV.
BV?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I think it is.
Beaujolais Vineyard or something like that?
Let's see. And B, yeah, it's also, B and V is the place we always go to out there on the Sonoma Square. B&V Whiskey Bar and Grill. Favorite place out there in Sonoma.
All right.
So Justin's really getting into the Bay Area culture.
Loving it, yeah.
Not a babe. All right, yeah, I got Justin for his first W tonight.
Okay.
The Marlins are in town. Come on. Name a Marlin. Do it. Grandy, come on. You play fantasy baseball. This might be cheating. Without saying Jazz Chisholm and Luis Arraez used to play for the Marlins, name a Marlins starting player.
Sandy Alcantara.
No, a starting position player for the Miami Marlins. Lucas?
You know I'm actually pretty good at this game. Kyle Stowers.
Who?
Kyle Stowers, their young power hitter. Bleach blonde hair. Big lefty.
How many homers?
He got off to a really hot start. He probably has double digits. About 10, maybe.
Okay. All right, that's exciting. Speaking of the Giants, as George Contos is coming on in a half hour, I want to get to something Giants-related after a full week of Rafi Devers and what everybody's reaction was to that. So we'll do that coming up next. 888-957-9570. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. This is Willard and Dibs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question. That's a great question.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
We will ask more questions in a half hour. George Kontos will be on this program. The Miami Marlins are in town. I did as shallow of a dive as I can do.
Okay.
I don't like deep diving. That's true, and that's not just a radio bit. I'm for real. I don't like going way deep under the water.
No.
First time I went snorkeling in Hawaii, I almost hyperventilated. I'm better at it now, but just I'd like to be where I can breathe.
Yeah.
And I'm, by the way, when someone asks me, like, what do you find intimidating in this world? Because I'm not a scaredy cat. I don't like, you know what I mean? I'm 50 years old. I like, there's no anxiety out in the world to talk to people and all of that stuff.
Right, right.
The ocean.
Like,
intimidates the hell out of me.
Wading into the ocean or just swimming in the ocean?
Just
or
the ocean. It's so freaking powerful.
It's big too.
It's, if true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really big. Like, people will talk about all the little things that can happen out there. You got the undertow,
yep.
You got the tsunami, these things you can't even see them coming. And then, like, I am classically kind of a land lover. First time I went surfing out in Hawaii, tried to take a surf lesson out in Hawaii. Yeah, nope, I'm going to go ahead and swim in and I'll wait for y'all because I'm starting to feel nauseous.
Oh, wow.
Just sitting out here on the waves. Yeah, like, not my thing. So, the ocean intimidates me. All kinds of things in there. Start, you know what I mean? You don't even know what you're going to step on
it
or whatever.
It can be intimidating.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying I won't go in the water, but it's a lot.
It is. I love the ocean, and when I was younger, I was big into body surfing. You get out there and you get, beyond where the waves will break, and then you swim and try to catch one, and I would do that hours and hours and hours. But, you know, nowadays, getting a little older, Northern California, I'm not about to go to Stinson, for example, and, like, peel off the clothes and get the shorts on and get in there. It's about 57 degrees in that ocean.
Yeah, it's a little, you're not going to want to do it here. It's it's chilly.
It is.
It's a little chilly.
But the ocean, I had no idea.
Yeah, the ocean.
So you did a shallow dive, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hang on a second. I think I did. I did a very, very shallow dive. This is based on the Giants record. But hold on a second. Before we go into that shallow dive, let's take a different dive into the world of breaking news.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Well, the Boston Celtics have gone and done it again. Kristaps Porzingis is on the move. This is a three-team trade. The Boston Celtics, Atlanta Hawks, and Brooklyn Nets are finalizing a three-team deal that will send Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Atlanta Hawks. That's where Porzingis will land. Terrence Mann, Atlanta's number 22 pick, are going to go to the Nets. And then the Celtics, boy, you want to talk about the finances of this, are basically getting a second rounder. And, George Niang. That's what the Celtics are getting for Kristaps. George Niang and a second round pick.
Wow.
Money, 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 money.
That's right.
Yeah, and, that's it.
We talked about it before, and I have my list here of the 10 teams who had three or more players making 30-plus million, and Boston's off the list.
Yep, they had four.
They had four.
Now they have two.
Exactly, and you know one of the two that they have is out for the year with a ruptured Achilles. So, man, Boston goes from a title, almost had a chance to win two if it wasn't for that darn Steph Curry guy.
Right.
And next thing you know, you are dismantling your team, at least for the time being. And, you know, the rebuild is going to be around Brown and Tatum. And how do you feel if you're Jaylen Brown right now? Where,
your
running mate is out.
Yeah,
and now two of your other high-priced guys have been dealt.
Right. You're very, very rich if you're Jaylen Brown and you're not going to win next year. And I think that was probably already evident. Even if you keep Kristaps and Jrue Holiday, Jason Tatum's out, and the Celtics are not. Like, this is not catching anybody by surprise. They needed to financially reboot, and the Jason Tatum injury probably only accelerated those thoughts, would be my guess.
Absolutely.
You know?
It probably made it so you were going to dismantle more than just one of your high-priced guys. If Tatum wasn't hurt, maybe it's just Porzingis that you deal, or maybe just Holiday, but now that you don't have Tatum, you take two of your top guys salary-wise and you trade them, and so now it's a full reset for Boston this coming year.
I really do wonder, and we'll get back to the Giants here in a second, and George Conto is going to join us at 4:15, but now that we've got another one of these, and what if this? I think this is five sort of like very newsy-type trades since last Sunday. In 9 days, because I think it was last Sunday that Desmond Bane got traded. It was the same day that Rafael Devers came to the Giants. So that was 9 days ago. Desmond Bane was first. And since then, you've had Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, the Jordan Poole trade earlier today, and obviously Kevin Durant. You've got all of that before we even get to the draft.
Yep.
Is this, you know what I mean? I kind of like, I got Russell Crowe bouncing around in my brain right now. If Adam Silver were sitting here right now, like, is this what you, is he looking at everybody going, are you not entertained? I don't know if this is what you wanted. I really don't. I don't know if this is what you wanted.
Well, it's the player movement era, and it's the player empowerment era, except for now when you're in this spot and you have these teams that are spending so much money on their salaries that they get into the penalty portion of the various aprons, and so you got to make these moves. And I'm just looking at the list of salaries for next year, and Kevin Durant is number four on the list. He's been traded. Lillard is number six. He's going to be out. Tatum's number nine. He's going to be out. And you go all the way down and through this list, and a lot of these guys who are making the huge money, you might be on the move. Like, Philadelphia is a team that I'm just fascinated by. Can you really afford to spend that much in salary on a team that's really not that good? So,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I again, the Celtics with this move are now officially out of the second apron. So I know that that is the goal. That's what they were talking about with the Kroenkes in Denver. That's what got this conversation going. Yeah, Grandy, what's up? What do you got on this?
Well, okay, so what's going to the Nets, I think, might be most interesting for the Warriors, because the Nets are one of the only teams out there that has cap space to sign Jonathan Kuminga. They gave up essentially no money, like no players that are making any money. We don't know exactly where the picks are coming from. My guess would be they gave up a second-round pick or two, and they got back Terrence Mann, who is making $15 million each of the next 3 years. So this cuts into their cap space.
A little. I mean, they...
Not a ton. They still have cap space, but they have less room now.
Like, for sure. For sure, this, in my mind, my mind was already in this place, but Brooklyn is not going to come break off a huge offer to Jonathan Kuminga.
Probably not.
I don't think they were anyway, and this furthers that. They are not going to walk in and go, okay, Kuminga, 4 years and $120 million. They're not going to do that. And that was the worry. So I agree with you, Grandy. Like, if I'm Jonathan Kuminga's agent, this is not a good trade for me. This is not a good trade. This removes even more leverage, if you will.
In some ways, but just looking at what Brooklyn has on the books for next year, without this trade, they were at $64 million in total, which is about what Steph Curry's going to make. So,
right.
You know, you've got Nick Claxton making 25, Cam Johnson's making 20.5. And that's pretty much it for your commitment. So even though you're giving man $15 million a year, you still have a healthy, healthy dose of money that you can throw at Kuminga if you want.
You've got room, but you would have to think that if you're going to go out there and spend that amount of it, you would have to think that that's like your future dude. And I don't think they do. And we were already hearing. Bobby Marks said it to us 3 weeks ago. Like, doesn't sound like Brooklyn. Like, would Brooklyn get in on these conversations if somebody wanted to facilitate signing trades and things like that? Yeah, Brooklyn can get in the conversation. Is Brooklyn coming with the Thunder? I don't mean the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, if Brooklyn,
are they about to bring the wood to this conversation? No.
But if they come with, I don't know, let's just say it's 4 years and $100 million, $25 million per year.
I don't think they're going to do that.
But
let's say they do.
Do the Warriors match that? Would the Warriors match $25 million a year for 4 years of Jonathan Kuminga with the risk of what you were talking about before? Like, if you do want to then, you know, pivot off of Kuminga at the deadline, is his value going to be commensurate with what that contract is?
That's a tough question to answer.
I think that's the number where it starts to get a little queasy.
Yeah, I agree with
you. If it's 4 years and 80 total, you match that, $20 million a year. I think that's an easy match for the Warriors.
Yeah, probably, but I also think the Warriors, based on what we're hearing and what we're watching them do, I think the Warriors are comfortable that that is not going to happen, the scenario that you just laid out.
Yeah.
I think the number you lay out puts it in an interesting spot, a debatable spot for sure, maybe a little bit uncomfortable, but I really believe that what the Warriors really don't want to do is let him walk for nothing. But I think they sit here today, based on everything that we've heard in many, many NBA circles, they are not concerned that Brooklyn or anybody else is going to walk in and do that. $100 million for Jonathan Kuminga. I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm fascinated, and what you said earlier is totally accurate about the league's going to let you know what they think of Jonathan Kuminga based on, you know, what contract offers come or don't come for Kuminga. But I also think that there's a certain amount of resetting that teams out there are going to have to do. And, you know, I don't want to dwell too much on Philly, but you look at Maxey's making 38 next year. You've got Paul George, who's making 52. And Embiid's making 55. So if you're Philadelphia, can you really afford to have those three big salaries? And, you know, other teams that have a lot of those high-priced guys, it feels like there's going to be some belt tightening around the league.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're watching.
Right.
That's what we're watching.
So you're
right
Kuminga
now.
And you're a restricted free agent in a marketplace where not a lot of teams are looking to just shovel hundreds of millions around anymore.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I've gone back and forth already five times just in the last 2 weeks as to whether or not I think Jonathan Kuminga is going to be on this team next year. I fully hear where you're coming from, this idea of the most likely scenario is that he gets signed to some kind of number that makes everybody maybe either comfortable or only a little bit uncomfortable, and then you revisit this whole thing down the road if things don't change, if they don't get better between all sides. I hear that. I could see that. But I also think if that happens, it's only because the sign-and-trade scenarios are so complex. I do think that if the Warriors could find one, they would like that. I think that's what they would like to do. I think they'd like to go in a different direction. I just don't know if there are any other directions.
Yeah, and I do think if they went the sign-and-trade route, it would most likely have to involve another player leaving the Warriors to
probably,
you know, make up some of the money to where, you know, if you sign them to a $24 million deal, you're only getting $12 million back in player, and that's not the kind of player who's going to really come in and help you.
Agreed. Yeah, I agree with you. I think it would be a complex layered deal with multiple teams and all of their interests coming to the party. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.